If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Doctor, I'm going to try and get your last name right. Venkatakrishnan?
Yes.
Oh, well, I got it a little close. Thank you for joining us. Dr. V is a professor of computer science at UIC and director of research and chief scientist for the Discovery Partners Institute. So one of the members of our team yesterday was at her computer and she clicked on something and all of a sudden everything started flashing. And Mary, it said that, what did it say exactly?
You have a virus and your computer's being hacked. And there were multiple blockages and reporting saying you need to contact Microsoft support.
And, of course, they supplied her the number, and she dialed that number, doctor, which is the first thing you shouldn't do, right?
Indeed. I think if you get a message that says, someone is, that you should contact someone at some number, it's better to verify that number actually belongs to that person or entity before you actually dial, because it's so easy to spoof numbers.
Right. But it's that moment of panic, you know, it's instilled in us where we think, oh my gosh, somebody got into my computer, and you immediately want to reach for help. And when no one else is home that you could bounce it off of, you tend to fall for, obviously, a lot of people fall for this scam, right?
But indeed. I think, dealing with humans is one of the hardest, problems in, cybersecurity, because I think humans do things, based on their emotional state of mind. And if they are in a panic, it doesn't allow them to think straight. And then, they do these things. So I think if something happens to, if you get a message like this, the first thing is to do is to just, stay calm, tell yourself to, be emotionally neutral, and then think through the various steps. One easy thing to do is to consult a free scammer database that is available. There are many online. Scamsearch.io is a popular site that you can, and you can go and type the messages that you are getting in the computer there. You'll find another computer, right? And or your phone, and visit a scammer database like Scamsearch.io. Search for the messages that you're getting and see whether, this has been recorded before. If it is, then you clearly now know that this is a scam. But regardless of whether that exists in the database or not, I think it is a good idea to ensure that that person or entity you are talking to indeed has that legitimate phone number. So if someone's trying to send a message as Microsoft, indeed, you can go to the Microsoft website and get their support line and call Microsoft instead of trusting the information that your computer is displaying at the moment.
So many people have shared their stories. One whose husband, she had given him a Kindle. Same thing happened. He ended up somehow going to stores and buying a bunch of gift cards to, it's just crazy, because you're right. People get emotional and they feel like they need to take care of this themselves. So calm yourself. But should you also just shut your computer, maybe turn it off, and then take a deep breath and figure it out?
I think it is best to close your, browser first, because the browsers are being redirected to nefarious sites that then display these pop-up messages.
Mm.
And you have no control over how, when your browser visits such a website through what are called redirections, then I think, the hackers and scammers can display all kinds of messages. So the first thing I would do is to actually close the browser, exit the browser, all the windows, and then, restart another, preferably another browser. So if you are having Firefox, then open Chrome and continue to do what you're doing. It's very likely if this is just a scammer's message off a website, nothing else happened. But of course, if the signs of something being wrong are persistent, then I would examine this deeper. I would restart and so on and so forth. But
right.
I think the chances most people are experiencing, what most people are experiencing, is likely a website redirection where a scammer is able to show a pop-up with these messages, and it just goes away if you completely close your browser instance and start another browser.
Right. So they provided her a number. She thought she was calling Microsoft. She got into a 20-minute conversation with them, and then she was tipped off when they asked for her Social Security number. She knew then to hang up. But some people went the whole way and gave them info and gave them, you know, information. And what's interesting about Mary is she was just trying to donate blood. And so she clicked on a .com instead of a .org, and they obviously own that .com, right? So they're purposely targeting people who are trying to do something good.
Indeed, and this phenomenon is called domain squatting. That is, you visit a popular website. In this case, there is a blood donation website with an org, and you capture the domain with a .com or something where people commonly misspelled domain names, right? And so there are scammers and hackers that are parked on these domain names that are waiting for people like Mary to visit their website, right, you know, by accident. And then now Mary or this person is thinking that they are talking to the legitimate site. So one needs to pay a careful attention to the sites they are browsing, you know, and the URLs they are typing, right? It's not straightforward, but I think, you know, care and attention should be paid when we are typing the URLs. Sometimes it's easier to bookmark these sites, you know, once you visit them and create an account, or it's easier to go with your bookmarks because you're not typing anything, but you're choosing the bookmarks from what you have already visited before. So these are some of these tips to prevent.
Okay, so remain calm. Click out of the browser. Make sure you get out of that browser.
I could not click out of the browser, by the way. I was trying to get out of the browser. I think the only way out was to hit the power button and get out that way.
Hmm. And, Doctor, you said that website is scamsearch.io. Scamsearch.io. I jumped on it. You can report a scammer. You can find a scammer. Everyone should report these people, right? Because otherwise they continue on to their next victim.
Yes, I think, you know, we all have to be good citizens, so we should report incidents that happen to us, but very likely these incidents have been reported before, right, you know, because it's not like there are, you know, there are 1,000 variations of the same trick. No, the scammers just look for scale, they have the same trick, and they try it with 1,000 different people and hope that 10 people are, you know, fallible victims, and that often happens.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. I have a feeling we'll ask you to come back again so you can explain some more.
Thanks so much for having me.